This is Gatehouse Media's Extreme Weather Podcast Update for 3 p.m. on Tuesday, September 11th. I'm Sonny Jones of the Fayetteville Observer. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper called Hurricane Florence a monster at a news conference in Raleigh on Tuesday afternoon. He has issued what he called the first-of-its-kind mandatory evacuation order for the state's barrier islands. After the news conference, Cooper visited Fort Bragg. In Fayetteville on Tuesday afternoon, the sun was shining. It was a typical mid-September day in the Cape Fear region. In Wilmington, near where the storm may hit, surfers were taking advantage of the higher waves as Florence churned well out in the Atlantic Ocean. However, much was going on to prepare for Hurricane Florence's expected wrath later in the week. Florence is getting bigger as it closes in. At its 2 p.m. briefing, the National Hurricane Center said the storm stretched 340 miles across. Hurricane-force winds extended up to 60 miles from the center. Tropical storm-force winds reached up to 170 miles from the center. There's a potential for up to 20 inches of rain in some parts of eastern North Carolina. By 2 p.m. Tuesday, Florence had maximum sustained winds near 130 miles per hour. It was centered about 845 miles east-southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina, and moving west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It's expected to move between Bermuda and the Bahamas, then take aim for the coast of South Carolina or North Carolina. It's likely we'll begin feeling the effects overnight Wednesday and into Thursday morning. Across the region, school systems have announced closings. Cumberland County schools will close 3 hours early Wednesday and will be closed Thursday and Friday. Many school systems in the Cape Fear region will be closed Wednesday through Friday. The same is true for region colleges. Emergency services officials are preparing to open shelters. In nearby Robeson County, officials are set to use school buses to help with evacuations if needed. 2 years ago, during Hurricane Matthew, large areas of Robeson County flooded, including a section of Interstate 95. Grocery stores and gas stations have been packed. High school sporting events have been called off. There were plans earlier to try to get some of the games in Wednesday, but as the massive storm approached, that's all changed. By Tuesday evening, high school sports in the region will be done for the week. How serious is Florence? Major college football games scheduled Saturday at NC State in Raleigh and North Carolina in Chapel Hill have been postponed. Region college football games also called off. Yes, the waves are kicking up on the coast. The sun is shining. But as Governor Cooper says, a monster lurks at sea and it's heading our way. Stay up to date with news about Florence from Gatehouse Media, including the Fayetteville Observer at fayobserver.com. I'm Sonny Jones of the Fayetteville Observer. You've been listening to Gatehouse Media's Extreme Weather Podcast.